Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So we're continuing our reading from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is chapter 4, the atrocities of King Kangsa. We're going to start with text 2, and we'll recite that together, but it has a very short purpose. I'm going to do 3 as well. And then next week we'll be reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. So everybody remember that the next time we do Bhagavatam class, we start at text number 4, okay? 10-4-4 will be the next verse. Okay. Te tu turnam upavrajya devakya garbha janma tat achakyur bhoja rajaya yad udvignaha pratikshate Te tu turnam upavrajya. Devakya garbha janma tat. Achakyur bhoja rajaya. Yad udvignak pratikshate. Te tu turnam upavrajya. It's not upavrajya. There's no long A there. Everything is without diacritic. So it's no stress. Upavrajya. Okay. Te tu turnam upavrajya. Devakya garbha janma tat. Achakyur bhoja rajaya. Yad udvignak pratikshate. Te tu turnam upavrajya. Devakya garbha janma tat. Achakyur bhoja rajaya. Yad udvignak pratikshate. Please chant. Achakyur bhoja rajaya yad udvignak pratikshate te tu turnam upavrajya devakya garbha janma tat achakyur bhoja rajaya yad udvignak pratikshate. Vaishnavins, Te tu turnam upavrajya devakya garbha janma tat achakyur bhoja rajaya yad udvignak pratikshate Te tu turnam upavrajya devakya garbha janma tat Achakyur bhoja rajaya yad udvignak pratikshate te tu turnam upavrajya devakya garbha janma tat achakyur bhoja rajaya Yadudvignak pratikshate. Okay. Synonyms. Te. All the watchmen. To. Indeed. Turnam. Very quickly. Uparaja. Going before the king. Devakyaha. Of Devaki. Garbhajanma. The deliverance from the womb. That child. Achakyuhu. Submitted. Bojarajaya. Unto the king of the Bojas, Kangsa. Yet, of whom? Udbignaha. With great anxiety. Pratikshate. Was waiting for the child's birth. Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. Thereafter, all the watchmen very quickly approached King Kangsa, the ruler of the Bhoja dynasty, and submitted the news of the birth of Devaki's child. Kangsa, who had awaited this news very anxiously, immediately took action. Please repeat. Thereafter, all the watchmen very quickly approached King Kangsa, the ruler of the Bhoja dynasty, and submitted the news of the birth of Devaki's child. Kangsa, who had awaited this news very anxiously, immediately took action. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Kangsa was very anxiously waiting because of the prophecy that the eighth child of Devaki would kill him. This time, naturally, he was awake and waiting. And when the watchman approached him, he immediately took action to kill the child. So I'm going to go on to text 3. Satalpa turnabhuttaya kaloyam iti vivalaha suti griham agaturnam prashkalan muktamurdajaha. Srila Prabhupada's translation. Kangsa immediately got up from bed thinking, quote, here is Kala, the supreme time factor which has taken birth to kill me. End of quote. Thus overwhelmed, Kangsa, his hair scattered on his head, at once approached the place where the child had been born. Purport. The word Kalaha is significant. Although the child was born to kill Kangsa, Kangsa thought that this was the proper time to kill the child so that he himself would be saved. Kala is actually another name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he appears only for the purpose of killing. When Arjuna inquired from Krishna in his universal form, who are you? The Lord presented himself as Kala, death personified, to kill. By nature's law, when there is an unwanted increase in population, Kala appears, and by some arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, people are killed wholesale in different ways, by war, pestilence, famine, and so on. At that time, even atheistic political leaders go to a church, mosque, or temple for protection by God or gods, lowercase g, and submissively say, God willing. Before that, they pay no attention to God, not caring to know God or His will. But when Kala appears, they say, God willing. Death is but another feature of the Supreme Kala, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the time of death, the atheist must submit to the Supreme Kala. And then the Supreme Personality of Godhead takes away all his possessions, Mrityu Sarvaharas Chaham, and forces him to accept another body, Tata Dehantara Praptihi. This the atheists do not know, and if they do know, they neglect it so that they may go on with their normal life. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is trying to teach them that although for a few years one may act as a great protector or a great watchman, with the appearance of Kala, death, one must take another body by the laws of nature. Not knowing this, they unnecessarily waste their time in their occupation as watchdogs and do not try to get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As it is clearly said, apraapya mam nivartante mrityu sansara vartamani. Without Krishna consciousness, one is condemned to continue wandering in birth and death, not knowing what will happen in one's next birth. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paschachade Shtarne Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandehang Shri Guru Shirta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vatam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vatam Sha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kopaturi Vyasha Kripa Sindhubi Evacha Patitanang Pavane Bhyo Vaisnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dittananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivaksari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama. So what kind of hero is Kamsa? In the Vedic conception, the Kshatriyas are supposed to be unafraid of death. Yudhe Chapya Palayanam. This is one of the qualities of the Kshatriya Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita. They should not run away from the battle, and they should, in other words, be fearless. They should know, which was mentioned back in the second chapter of the Gita, that if they're fighting for the right cause, then if they win, fine, they get what they were fighting for, and if they lose, they at least get promoted to the heavenly planet. So Kshatriya is supposed to be fearless at all times. But here we have Kamsa, who is the king of the Bhoja and Andaka dynasties, and he's defeated so many great demons. Again, we've mentioned several times that he didn't get his position just by wishful thinking. He actually defeated a lot of great demons and others that then submitted to him and agreed to follow him. Even the demigods, even though he was an earthly king, even the demigods were kind of afraid of this guy. So, you know, he was a very powerful person, but here he's afraid of the birth of some child. Some child takes birth and he's completely flipped out. His hair is in disarray and he's freaking out. So, this is not good. This is not good. For a Kshatriya in that highly placed, such a highly placed Kshatriya to show fear is not good. It's just like Prabhupada said about Hiranyakashipu, that the reason why he decided to kill Prahlad, because everyone is afraid of him except for his five-year-old son. And Prabhupada said, if your five-year-old son is not afraid of you, that's bad for business if you're the greatest demon that ever lived. Everybody's supposed to be afraid of you, what to speak of your own child. So therefore he decided to kill Prahlad. So similarly here, Kamsa, such a great demon, but he's afraid. Because he's not a devotee. That's why. And ultimately, if you're not a devotee, you will be overcome by fear. You will be overcome by fear. Because you cannot defeat Krishna. You may have defeated so many other demons, so many so-called great fighters, but you cannot defeat Krishna. Even in his impersonal feature as Kala, time is an energy of the Lord. You could even say time is the Lord. But it's an impersonal feature. And it moves, sometimes it seems very quickly, but most of the time imperceptibly. Time is passing. Another second goes by, another minute, another hour, another day. Another week, another month, another year. And depending on your age, again, it doesn't seem so significant. When you're very young, when you're 4 years old, 1 year is one quarter of your life. So it's a long time. But when you're 64 or 84, 1 year is like, you know, it just goes by like that. I'm not sure what age Kamsa is at this point, but he's now getting ready to face death and he's very, very fearful. So one may say, well, even the devotees have to face death. And yes, but it's not fearful for the devotee. Why? Because at every moment we're supposed to be hopefully engaged in devotional service, hearing, chanting, remembering the Lord, doing some practical service, especially proper stress for us. Because in the beginning we can't concentrate so well just on the hearing and chanting portion. So we have to be engaged practically. Give your energy to Krishna. Your youthful energy to Krishna. Don't wait till you're 85 and then whatever little energy is left. No, I'll give it to God. Start when you're young. Komara Machet Pragyo Dharma Bhagavatamiha. From the age of 5, one should be fully indoctrinated in this bhakti shastras, so that one can joyfully and eagerly give one's energy to Krishna. And why not? He's the source of all energy. You're giving back to Krishna what he's given you, and you get credit for it. Just like on one lecture I was listening recently, Prabhupada said, don't think that these children dancing isn't noted. It's noted. He said, every step that they dance is noted. This is Agyata Sukriti. So every ounce of energy that we give to Krishna is noted. Sometimes we may feel that, well, the authorities are not noticing what I'm doing. They don't have to notice. Krishna notices everything. Krishna notices everything. And Krishna will make the proper arrangement for your future. So for the devotee, there's no fear. There's no fear because we're going to be doing the same thing that we're doing now. Every day we get up, we hear and chant, we engage in practical service, we dance, we take prasadam, take a little rest, do it all over again. So the same thing, the devotee's not afraid. When I give up this body, I'll get either my original spiritual body will become manifest to go on joyfully serving Krishna, or if I have to come back again in this material world, there's no loss. I'll take another material body and continue the same program. Get up, chant, dance, take prasadam, take a little rest, do it all over again. So where is the loss for the devotee? The devotee's not afraid of dying. Not afraid of dying. We should not be. If we are feeling some fear, that means we're not hearing and chanting deeply enough. Because we should at least have this realization that I'm not this body. I'm not black, I'm not white, I'm not American, Indian, Russian. I'm not even male or female. These bodies are just temporary coverings. And my original spiritual form, Swarup Siddhi, maybe completely, not maybe, is totally different from what I'm looking at in the mirror right now. So the devotee, the more we chant Hare Krishna, the more we engage in service, the more we realize that. That realization takes over to the point where Prabhupada says for a pure devotee, having a material body, it's like a drunk person. When you're intoxicated, they don't remember whether they have clothes or no clothes on. They're just so drunk. So similarly, for a pure devotee, they're so aloof from the material plane of existence that they don't even sometimes remember whether they have a body or they don't have a body. They're just continuing in their meditation on Krishna. So this is what we should be striving for. We want to come, before we give up this particular body, we want to come to that point where we're not even aware so much of whether we have this body or not. We just are so fixed on serving Krishna. And that is possible. That is totally possible. That is the program that we're following. And if we follow the program intensely, then we will gradually come to that platform. And then when we arrive on that platform, that is the Brahma-Bhuta platform, na shochati na kankshati. No more hankering, no more lamentation. Samak sarveshu bhuteshu. We see everyone equally. Because if I realize that I'm a spiritual being, I'm not this material body, then immediately I understand that's everybody else's situation, regardless of what they look like externally. And then we become fearless in distributing this Krishna consciousness. Just like last night I was out with the chanting party. I got there before the party arrived. And Radha Krishna Prabhu, you hadn't arrived yet. No, it was Gauranga Prema was there. He had been out distributing books on the Santa Monica Pier, and he ran out of books. So he was sitting in the spot where the Harinam party comes, waiting for more books to arrive. And so this is blissful. This is glorious. You go on. I mean, you can only, as one person, carry so many books. So he carried as many books as he could in his bag, and during the day he distributed them all. And he was waiting for more books to arrive. This is bliss in Krishna consciousness. Not that, okay, I'm out of here, I don't have any more books, let me run back to the temple. No, he was patiently waiting for the Harinam party to arrive to give him more books to distribute. So after chanting for a while, I took up some books myself and I was approaching. And I approached one guy, he was, I'd say about maybe 40, maybe a little more than that. And he was a martial arts instructor. He has a place in Agora. And the first thing he said is, I love you people. I approached him with the book, I showed him the book, he said, I love you people. I said, really? You know us? He said, yeah, yeah. I said, where are you from? He said, Iran. He's from Iran. And he said, I love you people. So I said, hey, make sure you come to the festival. And he took a book, and very nice person. So they're out there, there are people waiting. These are the low-hanging, the ripe fruit. We just approach everyone. Not everybody's going to be in such a mood. Many of them, no, I'm okay. I'm okay. So many times I use the line I got from Vrija. When I say, I'm okay, he said, but you could be better. And then you get them to stop that way. But most people, you know, they're friendly enough, but they don't want to stop. So we're okay. We don't stress out over that. The ones who do stop, those are the ones you engage and try to get them to take a book or another book if they already have a book like that. And in this way, we take the time to help spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Because everybody, ultimately, no matter how well-placed they are materially, like Kamsa, practically he was, you could say, the ruler of the planet at that time. Because at that time, whoever was king in Bharatvarsha in India was practically ruling the whole planet. So you could say he was the ruler of the planet, but he was fearful, completely fearful of this child that just took birth, to the point where he wanted to go and, not wanting to, he was going to go and try to kill the child to save himself. But we should be fully convinced we cannot save this material body. No matter what you do, this body is meant for death. Whoever has taken birth will die, Krishna says in the second chapter. And when you die, you're going to take birth again. You can't stop that.